Hi. This is Side 2 now. I started to say I'll go down to Saigon tomorrow and spend all day, well, the rest of tomorrow maybe, and Tuesday meeting Beth McKinney and talking with the area assistant area supervisors, I guess, I don't know. And then Wednesday morning, they'll take me out to Bearcat, which isn't too far from here. I think it's about 10 miles, just 10 miles from this post. It's almost due east of Saigon, just a little bit to the north, the top of Saigon, you know, the northern portion of the city limits. If you went due east, about 15 miles out of Saigon, no, I guess about 10 miles out of Saigon, you would come to Bearcat. They call it Bearcat because the army gave it that name. There evidently was no geographical name for that area. And so the army called it Bearcat, or somebody called it Bearcat. And the address is my name, Plantation Service Club, Bearcat, APO, San Francisco, 96530. Let me just check my pocketbook. I think that APO is right. I'll say it again, Duchess, because I know you didn't have a pencil ready. Ha ha. Let's see. Yeah, APO 96530. Plantation Service Club, Bearcat, APO, San Francisco 96530. And that ought to get it to me. So I'm kind of looking forward to getting out there and getting settled, you know, because right now I'm still basically living out of my suitcases, which is no big deal. I can't complain. At Bearcat, they have three girls there now, but as luck would have it, the club director, who is Marie Adler, she's going home in about 2 weeks, so I'll be replacing her. And the program director is leaving in a few days. She's being transferred to another club. And the third girl that is there has only been there about 6 weeks. So there I'll be again, a girl who's only had 6 weeks training and a vacant position. I think they'll fill that position quickly, though, from what I hear. So it won't be the greatest, but it'll be all right. We'll manage. I don't know what the club looks like, and I have no idea about living conditions. I know it's not a trailer, and maybe it's very similar to what I'm in right now. This room isn't bad, Duchess. To me, it's a transit room that's very small, has absolutely nothing on it, you know, no extra shelving at all, or no room to put anything. But if I had to stay here on a permanent basis, and most of the girls in this area are living in identical rooms to this one, but as I say, I'm just spoiled from having that big room in Korea, particularly that last location. I had a large room, and this is very small, but I could manage. And I love the idea of the refrigerator. That's great. It really is, because now, even the last couple of days, I bought some Cokes and I bought some juice, and Dee Dee gave me some candy yesterday. Oh, I've got a couple of tins of candy here. And I put everything in the refrigerator, and it keeps. And there's nothing like coming home and getting a cold drink. So I think that the fact that they put the refrigerators here make it all the difference in the world, because, you know, the mess halls just have certain hours, and then after that you can't get anything to eat. Of course, they do have some snack bars around. I haven't found too many places yet that I can walk to, but the heat here is something else. It has been in the high 90s every day, which doesn't bother me physically. I mean, at least not, I don't get exceptionally hot, but I have been getting a headache the last 2 days, well, that's all I'm here, really. And it's only when I've been out in the sun for about 15, 20 minutes, I get a thump headache. But I take two aspirins and it goes away. Or I met this doctor last night who stopped in at Dee Dee's place. Dee Dee hasn't been feeling too well. I think she had mononucleosis or something. I don't know. But anyway, this friend, the doctor, stopped over last night. This was a social visit, not a professional visit. But I mentioned it to him, and he said, it's just the heat, and because he asked me where I had been before Vietnam, and I told him, and he said, oh, it'll take a week or so, he said, before your system adjusts to the extreme heats here, he said, and then you won't get any more headaches. But I will say, as soon as I take something, Duchess, the headache goes away. So, and it's not a painful one, but it's almost the type that you think you're going to throw up, you know, and it's just the heat. I had this in Korea a couple of times in the summer when I'd be out riding in a Jeep for an hour or two and the sun beating down on my head. And that's the same type of headache, and that's all it is. He said, your body has to adjust. It takes a few days, he said, to get used to the warm climate, and he said, you'll be all right. But yesterday morning, I was riding 2 hours in a Jeep. I had to do some errands for Carolyn. I had to pick up papers and deliver things. And I had a Vietnamese girl who was driving a Jeep. They have these, what they call taxi Jeeps on compound. If you want transportation on this compound, you just have to go there and ask for it, and they'll give it to you. And they have these Vietnamese girls driving the Jeeps. Well, they're all right. The one I had, I think, was Suicide Susie. But she didn't speak any English, and she didn't know where these places were any more than I did. So we rode around for, as I said, almost 2 hours before I accomplished everything I set out to do. And that's when I got the headache, see? But then I took a couple pills, and it was great. I didn't come back the whole day. And the funny thing about it was that when I sat out in the pool, Duchess, I sat out there for about an hour and a half, and I had no headache at all. But, well, I was going to say it wasn't the heat of the day, it was late afternoon. But when I was riding around in the morning, it was early, it was 8:30 to 10:30. Anyhow, other than that, the heat doesn't bother me a great deal, but you cannot stand out in that sun too long. Oh, boy, it'll fry you. It is really very hot. And most of the Vietnamese people have been used to having a siesta in the afternoon. Of course, they don't when they work for our military, but I can well understand why. They used to take 3 hours or 4 hours for lunch, you know, and take a nap. Now, that would be my style. I would not object to this. I think this is a very nice habit. But everything here is air-conditioned, at least most of the things I have seen, like the office where Carolyn Reed and Jane Matthew works, that's air-conditioned. And this room I'm living in is air-conditioned. And the service clubs are air-conditioned, those that have received their air conditioners. And Dee Dee's trailer is air-conditioned. The offices, they don't have officers' clubs here like they did in Korea. We had plush clubs in Korea, but here they don't have them. They do have what they call open mess, and that's no more than it's sometimes they have tents, but it's also wooden installations where they for eating. There's one just down about 5 minutes down the block here, and that's where I go to eat every once in a while. But they're not air conditioned. In fact, they're very, very hot, and they have a tent over like a patio, so you could eat outside. It isn't bad in the evening. I find it very comfortable in the evening. And as I say, Duchess, everybody, I'm sure they think I'm nuts, but I go to sleep with the sweatshirt on and the coat thrown over my blanket. But to me, it's a bit cool in the evening. And I can't think of anything else to tell you. We had a good flight over. It was very, very smooth. Oh, as far as danger, I haven't seen any. I have heard a lot of firing. That's the artillery coming from around this compound. It's outgoing artillery going towards the enemy. But other than that, And it was funny because the first night I was here, this loud boom, boom, about every 60 seconds or so, I heard this loud boom, and it woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I couldn't see anything though. I looked out the window. I didn't see anything. But then I learned later that day that it was just our artillery. Well, it goes on every night, I hear it. And something else that is interesting, the sky is almost filled every morning with choppers. People don't travel any distance in jeeps. They do maybe if they're going into Saigon, which as I say is about, it's probably not even 15 miles from here. But anything other than that, it's always by helicopter. And sometimes I look up in the sky and there are 15 helicopters flying around. There's choppers all over the place, and hopefully I'll get to ride in a chopper. Maybe I might even go to Saigon tomorrow in a chopper, but I don't think so. I think I'm going down on a mail run or something in a jeep. Whatever it is, it's okay. And another thing that I rather liked, most of the clubs have a Volkswagen bus. Well, if it's not Volkswagen, it's one very similar to it, assigned to the club. And if you get a driver's license, an international driver's license, you can drive it. See, we weren't allowed to drive military vehicles in Korea, and the officers weren't either. But over here, the officers can drive their own vehicles if they wish, and Dee Dee drives her truck around all the time. It's real nice. I mean, rather than be away from driving for so long. So when I get settled, I'll have to check out all these good things. And, another thing, at Bearcat, where I'm going, supposedly they have a lot of Thai troops over there, a lot of the boys from Thailand. We have some Thai people, troops, and some Filipino troops here. I think the Filipino troops are going to be pulling out, but that club will service a lot of Thai troops, so it will have Americans plus the Thai. I think there's an aviation battalion over there at Bearcat, from what I can find out. I'm looking forward to getting over there and checking out the situation myself. what else can I tell you? I feel real fine, Duchess. In fact, I survived the flight over here, I think, better than anybody else. The couple of women who were with me were just beat. They really were. Well, neither one of them had been overseas in their life. And in fact, one had traveled an hour and a half by plane. That was the longest plane ride she had ever taken. And they were really sick, tired, everything by the time they got off the plane. I wasn't tired at all. I slept very well on the plane. Of course, I'm noted for that. I can get on a plane and fall sound asleep. So when we got to the hotel, I washed my hair and washed out my underwear and did a few things, wrote you that note and all this before I went to bed. But anyway, it worked out very well. Now this tape is running out and I can't think of anything vital. I tried to give you a little bit of background. Dee Dee's going to pick me up in about an hour, and maybe I'll go in the swimming pool. Maybe. I'll see her. Maybe I'll put my bathing suit on, and I'll spend the afternoon over at Dee Dee's place, and then come back this evening. But so far, everything's fine. I like it. The people have been great. Please tell my mother, everybody, hello, that I'm well. Please don't worry, and take care of yourself and our estate, and thanks again for a marvelous vacation home, Duchess. It was really nice. I appreciate it.